Innovation Minds presents At the Edge, a podcast about using innovation to empower and drive engagement. The nature of work has changed. Companies around the world are struggling to find the right balance in the new work-from-home hybrid paradigm. As much of the workforce begins to go back to the office after more than a year working remotely, how can leaders keep their employees engaged and collaborating successfully? In this podcast, we interview thought leaders from business and hear their stories and viewpoints on how to use innovation to engage the workforce, as well as how to innovate engagement.
If you want to become an innovation champion, innovation leader within a big enterprise or institution, being yourself like an innovator is not enough. You should also know how to enable those innovators, because when you become a champion, you're not going to be innovating yourself. You have to actually replicate all the innovation knowledge that you have across the community. And not only that, make sure that they're getting the right guidance, mentoring, the enablement.
We are here with Balasubramanian, the CEO and mind behind Innovation Minds. And Bala is going to tell us his story, why innovation is so important to him, and really a few really interesting things about the journey he's taken to get to where he is today. Welcome, Bala.
Thank you, Michael.
Tell us about your journey, about how it is that you got involved with innovation in the first place, and really go back to the beginning, you know, however it started for you.
They always say that when you are a kid, when you are a baby, you're pretty creative, you're pretty innovative, you don't worry about being judged. You're always actually coming up with out-of-the-box thought, right? And also they say that as we grow, slowly we are losing that edge on that kind of curiosity and then finding out what is out there on the other side of the corner. So that's pretty much the same for me as well. But where I reconnected with that kind of curiosity, innovation, I would say I can go as far as back to my first job in GE Power System. So that was in Schenectady, which is north or upside of New York. As you know, GE is pretty much pioneer when it comes to all this operational excellence, Six Sigma, and pretty much all those things. I just joined there as a early in career professional, and I was pretty much like raw. And when I just went there, I was more like a kind of code monkey. You just give me the task and I'll be able to go and deliver it. But the more and more I was talking to my managers and the leadership team out there, slowly I was able to gain that kind of perspective like, hey, this is good, but you should always actually think about why you're doing what you're doing. So that was the beginning of my innovation journey, when I started having that curiosity. And even to be more specific, when I started challenging the status quo whenever I see something, why is this working this way? Why not the other way? But in a kind of constructive way. It's not like critical, like, hey, this is wrong. You have to go and fix it. So that is the starting point of my innovation journey, part of the GE Power System, especially when you're coupling that curiosity with a structured Six Sigma process in the quest towards the quality of that Six Sigma level. So when you're combining it, it was really a kind of aha moment. I thought that I was put into the right path from that point onwards. And then I had extensive corporate career. Fortunately, I would say that most of my roles are kind of aligned with innovation, creativity, operational excellence. And with that, I'm actually really polishing myself. And the moment came in when eBay CEO, I think a CIO, Scott Cease, he was actually seeing all my work, and also he thought that I'm a go-getter. And at some point, he also started thinking like, can you throw one more challenge at Bala? And one day he came to me saying that, hey, I'm starting a small innovation program here. Do you want to be taking the charge on that one? Why don't you go and just run a hackathon for internal eBay? That time I was talking about Facebook is really pioneering this concept of hackathon. So everybody was going after that like a magic bullet of innovation. We rushed with that. And then I started arranging a hackathon for eBay. And then actually slowly I just grew into that role where I'm in now. So along the way, we are able to learn a lot of good things. And also I was able to unlearn a lot of the bad things that we gathered around the way. And I would say that at this point, we are pretty much close to what the true innovation is and how we should do it and what should we look for it and how we will be able to really make a transformation any company or any institution is looking for. I think I'm getting there now.
How would you say your experience at these big companies, PayPal, LinkedIn, what did they teach you about innovation?
My background is I started as an engineer and then actually grew up into the role of manager and then director. And also in various capacities, I was focusing on engineering to begin with and then operational excellence when I was a manager. And then when I went into the director role, it was more focused on that HR. It's such a great combination, how actually you'll be able to perfect your innovation maturity within yourself. So, Michael, they always say that if you want to be a true innovation champion, there are two things you should have, you should possess. The first one is you yourself should be an innovator. So when I say innovator, it doesn't mean that you need to have like 50 patents on your name and you have innovated so many things. As I was telling earlier, innovation or innovator is just a mindset, right? As long as you have the mindset of challenging the status quo in a perfect and also constructive way, and ask the right question, but not stopping with it, pursue the answer for that and follow through to that kind of implementing the small spark that you had into the good idea, from good idea to the minimum viable product or concept, whatever you may call, and finally get that idea to the finish line. So the passion of challenging the status quo in the right way, constructive way, get all the input, and then try to really build the solution, championing that to really get into the finish line. So that is what I'm calling it as innovator. So being an engineer and also being operational excellence expert and also part of that HR, I was blessed to have that kind of coaching, mentoring. So I was just trying to get better at it. So that is you being an individual innovator. But now, if you want to become an innovation champion, innovation leader within a big enterprise or institution, be you being yourself like innovator is not enough. This is a little different challenge, different task, on top of understanding what a challenge is, what opportunities an innovator can go through. You should also know how to enable those innovators, because when you become a champion, you're not going to be innovating yourself. You have to actually replicate all the innovation knowledge that you have across the community. And not only that, make sure that they're getting the right guidance, mentoring, the enablement. So that is how I just see that a true innovation champion is going to slowly progress. You be an innovator first, and then slowly grow yourself into the innovation champion by really understanding and also appreciating the factors needed for enabling the innovators around yourself. And I would say that my experience on that HR, especially the talent management, employee engagement, employee experience, coupled with that engineering, really actually gave me the perspective of not only you being the innovator, but how you can be an innovation champion. So you will be able to nurture the culture of innovators and innovation within a company.
Steve Jobs said quite famously that the difference between a leader and a follower is that leaders are innovators. How did you find your experience at these corporate companies to teach you to be a leader in innovation?
When I was talking about the early part of my innovation journey, especially on that eBay and PayPal, so now they are two different companies. So when they were together, you can see the magnanimity of that employee workforce and the different cultures and as well as different challenges within each and every one of the function. So that really kind of was the perfect playground for me to really learn what are the factors that you should focus to be a true innovation leader. And the fortunate thing is my leadership team was giving a little bit of free hand. And also they told us that, hey, Bala, I'm going to be giving you some excuses. If you're going to be failing first time, it's okay. Try to learn the mistake, but don't actually make the same mistake again and again. So that's sort of, what is that? The cushion, that comfort zone especially when you're actually starting on the innovation role, is very critical, I would say. So with that, I would say that I was able to make some mistakes here and there, knowingly, unknowingly, but very quickly we were able to realize what is working, what is not working, and then actually just perfected it, get in. But the main thing I would say, you want to really grow up into this innovator and as well as innovation champion role is that there is no silver bullet or there is no playbook or single playbook that you will be able to apply for across all the scenarios. See, even actually within eBay and PayPal, I would say that there are so many departments. There are actually so many different cultures and different needs. And I would say that each and every one of the functions in terms of that innovation journey, everyone is in a kind of different corners of that maturity map. So when you really try to become the balanced innovation leader for a big company, big institution, and also if you are an innovator, you would like to thrive within the company's innovation framework, you should understand that innovation is always subjective and as well as context related. Based on the needs, based on the challenge of the team and as well as business challenge that you're working on, based on the colleagues in and around you, the culture that you're working on. So based on other factors, you should be able to be really agile and also dynamic to try out something new and then see very quickly what is working, what is not working, work your way up to perfect it and then slowly get it. So my point here is there is no silver bullet or actually magic recipe that we can give to an innovator or innovation champion that this is the runbook, you go and make it happen. You can give a baseline advice, but it is actually your inherent kind of, answer or call based on any given circumstances, trying to really identify what is going to work, what is not going to work, try to seek the advice and mentorship from all the other folks around there, and slowly you're going to be growing up into that role. And that's how you become a successful innovation leader, I would say.
And the last position you had before you left the corporate life was LinkedIn?
That was LinkedIn Head of HR Innovation. That's a pretty interesting and exciting journey, I would say.
And why did you then decide to leave this interesting journey to start Innovation Minds?
You know, I'll just actually give you a little bit of context. Even though I had extensive career, when I took over the innovation officer role in eBay and PayPal, the challenges we had there, the opportunities we were pursuing are a little different. And the kind of demographics, I mean, employee workforce that I was working on is a little different in the sense average workforce age of eBay, PayPal, somewhere around 38 by the time I was working there. And they were primarily focusing on the innovation and also to add a little more color to that. Amazon and a few other competitors are really kicking these guys' ass. So it brought up a lot of opportunities for eBay. At the same time, exciting challenges working with this. I wouldn't say that kind of seasoned workforce on one side, focusing on the engineering, and a stiff competition from our fellow companies out there. So it gave a little bit of perspective, what is working in the innovation, how do you really move the needle? And then when I moved on to LinkedIn, it is pretty much like a night and day difference. I'm not saying that one is better than other, but I'm just giving you a comparison. When I took over that LinkedIn role, as if like you are just getting into the UC Berkeley extension, when you get into that LinkedIn campus, it's so dynamic and young workforce. And these guys were primarily focusing on the talent and as well as culture and the process innovation. So here, the challenges were completely different. Their seasoned workforce, technology focus in eBay and PayPal, LinkedIn is little different, like young and dynamic workforce focusing on the talent, culture, and all those things. And then when I'm trying to really institute the innovation program here, I was able to get a whole lot of things right, and also there are a whole lot of things wrong. But one thing that I was actually able to find out from both the culture is that if you want to really thrive in innovation in any culture, I would say that human connection is the heart of innovation. As long as you're able to provide the right tools and create the ambience for the right mindset for the employees to have, and also create the culture through which they will be able to ask the right question, get the answer, and also will be able to pursue their answer, innovation is going to thrive. So that is the kind of balance I saw in both the companies. But saying is easy, right? So human connection is the heart of innovation and provide the right tools and all those things. But even if you're going to be giving the right tool, then the next question will be like, are they easily adopting it? Are they able to follow the marching orders of moving the whole company as innovative and also creative? So that is where, even after we have given all the tools, I just saw the major gap in these, both the companies and as well as when I'm talking to my fellow innovation leaders. One of the things that we're traditionally doing wrong is that we're really making our employees to see this innovation as a separate discipline and asking the employees to really carve out some time on the busy schedule and then focus on the innovation as a kind of another task, another job. So when you do that, you may be able to get some support from that kind of innovation evangelist. Okay, I can do it. I can find time. But across the board, this was not resonating with any of the culture that I worked. So that is where I started thinking, and also with my friends and colleagues. And at some point, we started coming to the conclusion that, hey, innovation shouldn't be a separate discipline. It should be close to whatever that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. You're working on a product development. You're working on a project development. You're in HR or finance. You have to do anyway part of your roadmap certain things. Can we bring in this innovation thought and innovation discipline tools and framework into what they're already doing and completely transform the way how they are getting the result on their core job? So that is where you will be able to really win over the hearts like, oh, that makes sense. You're not asking me to one more extra thing. Rather, you're really helping me to make my job easy. I can be the better hero and best hero within my campus because I'm able to apply these kind of innovation tools and the thoughts in a much more seamless and a non-intrusive way. So that's the kind of the root of why we formed this innovation. Don't make that innovation like a standalone discipline, trying to actually run it as a separate silo. How do we bring in innovation to the core and whatever that you're doing? So we just call this as the innovation at the edge.
So this is the perfect time, I think, for you to explain what innovation at the edge means and why it's important.
Every one of the company out there, they want to be the next Apple. They want to be the next Tesla. They want to be the next Google, right? And of course, I would say that pretty much each and every one of the institutions and the enterprise, they are sincerely trying. But one thing actually is oftentimes getting overlooked is that they want to actually put that innovation as a separate silo, but rather than actually looking at these successful companies, trying to learn out of them how they were able to really pioneer and thrive in innovation. The one fact is that they are actually making that innovation as part of everybody's everyday's job. So innovation is for everyone, every time. And I would say that it's for every scenario that they are working on. So, and even actually further, if you are going to be double clicking on it, what is that you're bringing in innovation closer to what they are doing already? I can put it simply, you have to create the framework or program of innovation in such a way that use innovation to really bring in the engagement rather than actually trying to engage the employees first and then as the outcome or goal, work towards the innovation. So that is a huge difference here. Innovate to engage employees rather than engaging the employees first to get to the end goal of being an innovative company. So that is a major difference these successful companies are doing. But there is one actually important thing that you have to keep in mind. When you go to any culture and ask them to be innovative, it's not that easy. Unless otherwise, it's simple, it is fun, it's exciting. So that is where Innovation Minds is really helping how to make this innovation quickly adoptable. And everybody is going to be raising the hand, oh my God, this is so cool. I want to be part of this journey. The more and more actually you're pulling them into this kind of collective notion that, hey, we are onto something new here, and enable them, support them to be innovators, part of the journey itself, you're going to be bringing in all sort of collaboration that you're looking for, all sort of conversation you're looking for, the engagement. And not only you're going to be innovating all these next $1 million, $1 billion ideas, getting that to the finish line. As the end goal, now you're having such a kind of thriving and engaging workforce. And after that, you throw any challenge at them, they're going to say that, you know what, I'll just take care of it. There is no kind of questions or anything else. So innovation at the edge is more like innovate to engage your employees or talent rather than put all your efforts to bring in the engagement first, then work towards the innovation. So I think it's working out really well with pretty much all the clients that you're having, and such a huge success story, I would say.
The reason you moved from this corporate trajectory in your life into creating Innovation Minds is because you wanted innovation to become easier for people.
Yeah. You put it that way, simply based, yeah. So, when you're on a journey, you have to just keep trying multiple things, right, to see what is sticking, what is not sticking. So part of my multiple roles, and I would say that even my colleagues, they were all trying certain concepts, certain approaches when it comes to this innovation program, entrepreneurship, intrapreneurship, all those things. But one hard truth across the board is that innovation has to be seamless. It has to be simple. It has to be intuitive. More than all those things, and being on top of being simplistic, it should answer the question like, what is in it for me? You're an employee. You're asking an employee to be innovative and put some focus there. Unless otherwise, you are able to explain why they should do it, what is the benefit they are going to get out of this particular discipline, this particular framework program by this contribution, in terms of the career progression, in terms of the personal kind of profile progression. The same way when you're working with the managers, when you're working with the cheerleaders of this innovation program, stakeholders. Try to actually start answering the question, what is in it for them by participating in this greater innovation program, what they're going to get out of it. And when you're creating that interest, make it much more simple. Make it frictionless. Make it fun. Make it kind of entertaining, exciting. So that way you'll be able to really thrive that kind of innovation across the board, and within quick time frame, you'll be able to completely transform the entire culture on the campus.
And so you've put everything in your life into Innovation Minds. You do sleep, but when you're not sleeping, you're doing Innovation Minds. Why? What is it that you want to bring the world that nobody else is doing?
I wouldn't say that I figured that one out, but at least actually I started going in the right direction. So this is where I'm getting towards. Whether we agree or not, I would say most of the enterprises, institutions, they are starting with good intention of implementing an innovation program. They are actually trying to bring in the right support, enablement. But in the course of execution, slowly it's turning into the innovation theater. The reason is they're not actually focusing on the right things. They may not be actually focusing on the right focus areas or the enablement in terms of the technology, the program, the framework. Even though the intention is right, slowly it's becoming a punchline for your all hands. And then your talent started asking the question like, yeah, I keep hearing this long, and I've seen this movie multiple times, but I'm not actually seeing where it is going. So part of Innovation Minds, what actually we are trying to do is, how do we really move away from innovation theatrics towards the notion of making this innovation as real, fun, and exciting? So that's where actually, if you just look into our tagline, we always say that innovation is for everybody. And also, it is actually for all the time and also everywhere. So that is our tagline, everyone, everywhere, all the time. So it's not like, okay, it's Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to be spending like 1 hour for innovating. That is not going to work. It's not going to take anyway. Whatever that you do, try to actually approach in a kind of different way or kind of constructive way, and ask the question like, is this the right way of doing it? Or are there any alternatives? Ask the questions, and then the more and more you're bringing in, that's where you will be able to become the innovator. And that's what Innovation Minds is trying to help our clients. And again, I'm not saying that everybody is doing the innovation theater. Our first approach, our first problem that we want to tackle, help with our clients, is that how do you come up with that notion that innovation is a namesake towards innovation being real, innovation being the transformation engine. So that is our end goal, and that's what we are working to.
Innovation for real, rather than innovation as theater, basically.
You put it simply, yeah. Good, good.
And so to close off, if you were to tell the people that are listening to this one message about innovation.
I would say that it's pretty much the same. So innovation is not scary. Innovation doesn't need extra time. Innovation doesn't have to be coached to you or taught to you by someone else. It is fun. It is exciting. And it's going to give you the eventual outcome to be the hero. And if you try it sincerely and approach it with an open mind, you will be able to master that game rather than actually waiting for someone to come and mentor you or coach you. So just go out with an open mind and then just look for all these kind of opportunities out there with the notion that it is fun, exciting, I'm going to go and master it. Along the way, trying to get all the support, enablement, so you're going to be the true innovator. Who knows? You can become the next Elon Musk, or you can become the next Steve Jobs as far as the business model is concerned. There are so many good examples, right? So pretty much every one of us are having the Elon Musk, Steve Jobs within us. The only thing is you have to sincerely look into ourselves and then try to get that mindset of start challenging the status quo in a constructive way. Not stopping with that. Work towards getting those ideas to the finish line. That is really important. On a planet of 1 billion people, everybody is having an idea. But what differentiates us versus the successful folks are that you got an idea, you're really, really following it up with the idea, following through it, and then trying to get it to the finish line. So having an idea is just the beginning of the journey, but getting that to the successful. Even if you're going to be having the failure here and there, not giving it up, continuously improving it, not getting into the insanity, finally fulfilling your dream into the finish line. That is possible for everyone as long as you're having that right mindset. Go and innovate. Let's solve the world hunger. But the one thing is, don't do the same thing again and again. So when you do something, if you're getting into the failed state, it's okay. Nobody is going to judge you. But next time when you're trying it at again, see what are the lessons you learned out of the prior experience and how do you fix it, and then try out a new thing. So that's where you'll be able to eventually master that solution that you're looking for. So again, you simply put it, never give up. You will be able to conquer the world. See, the more and more you're going to have the kind of open conversation, that is where actually the innovation starts. So if you have an idea, never hesitate to seek the help or reach out to the experts and all. The more and more you're having the open conversation, you'll be able to really master that art of innovation. Good luck all.
This has been At the Edge, a podcast from Innovation Minds. We look forward to hosting you on our next episode, which you can find through the same channel you got here with today. Please join our LinkedIn group where you can discuss every episode. You can find the link in the show notes. We're really glad you were here, and thank you very much from Innovation Minds.